TypeScript 2.9, Part 2.
And when you were on these travels, I mean, did your dad sort of have a notebook and he'd be sort of stopping everywhere and writing detailed notes of everywhere?
Yeah, he's always got pen, paper and 3 or 4 guidebooks and other people's guidebooks in terms of...
And that must have made travel a lot slower for you as a family.
Oh, no, he's hectic, Dad. We land in a country, his feet hit the ground, and he takes off. We don't stop for 2 seconds. He gets up and goes out before we get up, comes back, gets us up, takes us to breakfast. We rush around all the sites, see everything, stop for 1 drink here, lunch somewhere else, dinner somewhere else, after dinner drink somewhere else, takes us back to the hotel, then he goes out again and goes on all night.
Amazing. Exhausting.
It is. It's really exhausting. We got to a point where me and my brother, what we really liked about travelling for a while was sitting at home and watching movies and getting room service. Because that was quite exciting and different for us.
This raises the question, of course, travel broadening the mind, as often said. Do you think it does?
Yeah, definitely. I don't think you can travel and not have your mind broadened. We saw everything, we ran around, and it was hectic, but at the same time, you knew it was an experience while you were doing it, especially as you got older, and you value it, and still do.